In the fall of 2014, the historic all-women's Smith College held an alumni event to explore the place of free speech within the liberal arts tradition. Smith President Kathleen McCartney introduced a four-person panel that included three graduates of the prestigious university with the exhortation, "We want to have fearless encounter with new ideas. I think that's what is truly at the heart of a liberal arts education." The panel was gamely titled, "Challenging the Ideological Echo Chamber, Free Speech, Civil Discourse, and the Liberal Arts." Wendy Kaminer, an alumna and liberal feminist First Amendment expert, dove right in to condemn the proliferation of campus speech codes that prohibit language that makes people uncomfortable. The former longtime American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, board member raised the issue of Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, which some have argued should be banned from classrooms for its use of racial epithets. Panelist Jamie Estrada, a recent Smith grad working for the University of Pennsylvania Press, interjected, "But it has the N-word and some people are sensitive to that." Kaminer replied, "Well, let's talk about the N-word. Let's talk about the growing lexicon of words that can only be known by their initials. I mean, when I say N-word, or when Jamie says N-word, what word do you all hear in your head?" Members of the audience replied by saying the full word. Kaminer said, "You all hear the word nigger in your head. See, I said that. Nothing horrible happened." Estrada disagreed. "I mean, it depends on who you are in the audience. Something horrible happened in their head." The event continued seemingly without incident, and the panelists disagreed civilly, including Kaminer and Estrada. This is how the discussion was reported in the Mount Holyoke News. Students, faculty, and alumni of Smith College were shocked this past week to find out that a Smith graduate made racist remarks when speaking at an alumni panel in New York City on September 22nd. The Smith Sophian, the campus paper, ran a story headlined, "Backlash Follows Use of Racial Slur at NYC Panel." The paper also published a transcript of the event, which, lest we forget, was comprised of alumni and staff of Smith College, not members of the Ku Klux Klan that blared at the top, "Trigger content warnings, racism, racial slurs, ableist slurs, anti-Semitic language, anti-Muslim Islamophobic language, anti-immigrant language, sexist misogynistic slurs, references to race-based violence, references to anti-Semitic violence." It's not clear why the warning was necessary, as the newspaper censored the transcript so that any word that could potentially offend the fair ladies of Smith was removed. At one point, the transcript reads, "Kathleen McCartney, we're just wild and ableist slur, aren't we?" Yes, the word crazy was censored. Smith students protested. Someone wrote "Impeach Kathy" on the sidewalk outside the Smith president's home in chalk. Coeds donned black and observed a moment of silence on the campus lawn to take a stance against racialized violence, criminalization of black bodies, failed institutional memory, microaggressions, and the vast and even unnameable issues that work against people of color every day.